Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Today's message is inspired by the story of the snake that Moses lifted in the wilderness and Jesus' teachings about himself. Both illustrations provide a powerful reminder of the importance of looking to Jesus as the source of our salvation, strength, and sustenance. In the Old Testament, the venom of the poisonous snake kills the Israelites that refuse to look to the bronze serpent, and today the sting of sin kills any sinner that refuses to come to Jesus who hung on the cross at Calvary. The Bible says, "The wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life." Romans chapter 6 verse 23. As we explore these stories and consider their relevance to our lives, may we be inspired to fix our eyes on Jesus and follow him wherever he leads. The topic today is, "Look to Jesus." And our Bible text is from Numbers chapter 21 verses 4 to 9.
Numbers chapter 21 verses 4 to 9. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea, to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God, and against Moses, "Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. And our soul loatheth this light bread." And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses, and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord, and against thee. Pray unto the Lord, that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass, that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." Verse 9, the last verse, "And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass, that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived."
In the Old Testament, we read the story of how the Israelites, while wandering in the wilderness, were bitten by venomous snakes, which caused many of them to die. But God, in his mercy, provided a way of escape for them. He instructed Moses to make a bronze serpent and place it on a pole, and whoever looked at it would be healed and live. This story is a foreshadowing of what Jesus would do on the cross. Just as the Israelites were bitten by poisonous snakes, we have all been bitten by sin. The venom of sin has infected us all, and the result is death. But God, in his mercy, provided a way of escape for us. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. In John chapter 3 verses 14 to 15, Jesus himself makes the connection between the bronze serpent and his own crucifixion, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Just as the Israelites were instructed to look upon the bronze serpent and be healed, we are instructed to look upon Jesus and be saved. He is the only way of salvation, and whoever looks to him will be saved. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, we are encouraged to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is not only the way of salvation, but he is also the one who strengthens and sustains us as we walk this journey of faith. In Isaiah chapter 45 verse 22, God declares, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." There is no other way of salvation except through Jesus Christ. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot earn our salvation. It is only by looking to Jesus and trusting in him that we can be saved. But what does it mean to look to Jesus? It means to turn our eyes away from ourselves and our own efforts, and to fix our eyes on him. It means to trust in his finished work on the cross, and to surrender our lives to him. It means to abide in him, to seek him daily, to obey his word, and to follow him wherever he leads. Looking to Jesus is not a one-time event, but a daily discipline. It is something we must do every day, as we face the challenges and struggles of life. Just as the Israelites had to keep their eyes fixed on the bronze serpent to be healed, we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus to be saved and sustained. Today, when we look to Jesus, we receive numerous benefits. One of the primary benefits is salvation. When we put our faith in him, we are saved from the penalty of sin and granted eternal life with God. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Another benefit of looking to Jesus is that we receive forgiveness of our sins. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we confess our sins to God and ask for his forgiveness, he cleanses us from all unrighteousness and restores us to fellowship with him. Looking to Jesus also gives us access to God's power and wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24 says, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. When we rely on Jesus, we tap into his power and wisdom to overcome the challenges and difficulties we face in life. Moreover, looking to Jesus enables us to experience peace and joy. Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. When we look to Jesus, we find peace that transcends understanding and joy that is unspeakable. Finally, looking to Jesus helps us to fulfill our purpose and destiny. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. When we look to Jesus and follow his leading, we discover the good works that God has prepared for us to do and fulfill our purpose and destiny. In conclusion, whoever looks to Jesus will find salvation, strength, and sustenance for their lives. Just as the serpent of bronze was lifted up in the wilderness as a symbol of salvation, Jesus was lifted up on the cross as the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. And just as the Israelites had to keep their eyes fixed on the bronze serpent to be healed, we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus to be saved and sustained. Let us make it a daily habit to look to Jesus, to trust in his finished work on the cross, to surrender our lives to him, to abide in him, and to follow him wherever he leads. As we do so, we will find that our lives are transformed, and we will experience the fullness of life that God has promised to those who believe in his Son. As you go today, take some time to reflect on your own life. Ask yourself, am I looking to Jesus as the source of my salvation, strength, and sustenance? Are you fixing your eyes on Jesus and following him wherever he leads? Take a moment to consider how you can deepen your relationship with him and make him the center of your life. Ask for the Holy Spirit's guidance in this process and trust that God will lead you as you seek to follow him. May you become more like him as you do this. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message that has been shared today about looking to Jesus. We pray that your Holy Spirit will help us to keep our eyes fixed on him, to trust in him, and to follow him wherever he leads. May we experience the salvation, strength, and sustenance that only comes from you. We pray that you will transform our lives and make us more like Jesus. Today, give us the grace to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, and may your will be done in our lives. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 15 and chapter 16. And for the evening, Luke chapter 14 verses 25 to 35. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.